today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a sad occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. We express our condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world.
کی میگه آقا غریبه این همه سینه زن شب شهادت وا ویلا غریب امام زمان
The 10th holy imam Imam Ali al-Hadi, the son of Imam Muhammad al-Jawad and Sayyid al-Samana. He was martyred of poisoning and was buried in Samarra in Iraq by his son Imam Hassan al-Askari, where his shrine stands today. He remarkably excelled all others of his time in the fields of human perfections as knowledge, generosity, politeness, worshipping of Allah with moral qualities and discipline. As one example of his generosity is that he paid 30,000 dirhams to an Arab man of Kufa, saying to him, "We pay back our debts." The man then thanking the Imam, alayhi salam, said, "Sir, but the debts on me is only about one third of the amount you gave." The Imam, alayhi salam, smiled at the man and replied, "Then spend the rest on your family and your people." The man, in astonishment of the Imam's generosity, said, "Allah in his wisdom knows who to trust with his message of divine guidance." Then he left the holy Imam's presence. We offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him. Allahumma salli ala
Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he himself says in Ziyarat al-Jama'ah, because Ziyarat al-Jama'ah is narrated by the Imam. He says, "In dukir al-khayr kuntum awwalahu wa aslahu wa far'ahu wa ma'dinahu wa ma'wahu wa muntahahu." Everything about you and your existence is good and benevolent. You are benevolence. Look at how they treat their enemies. Al-Mutawakkil himself, he became sick, ill with wounds and scars around his body that would turn black. They were so excruciating that he would scream at the apothecaries and at the chemists that came to treat him before they even touched him. In one story, his mother, in another story, he himself vows to give the Imam 1,000 dinars if he is cured. They send the money with one of their aids. He goes to the Imam instructs them on how to treat it, and he is cured. This is how they treat their enemies. In a story, a man by the name of Yunus ibn Ya'qub, a Baghdadi Christian, he is called to the king's court. Obviously, he is filled with fear. Why? Because the king is al-mutawakkil. Al-mutawakkil, Amir al-Mu'mineen says about him, "Akfaruhum," the most kafir of them all, of the Abbasids. He's a notorious killer. He would kill people like the queen from Alice in Wonderland. He is the one that tried to destroy the shrine of Imam al-Hussein numerous times. He flooded the grave of Imam al-Hussein. This is what sort of person we're dealing with. So naturally, the Christian man thinks to himself, I have only one way out of this. He doesn't overthink it. He directly goes to his Shia neighbor. And he says, this Imam of yours, Ali ibn al-Hadi, can I give nadr to him? The man says, of course. So he vows to give the Imam 100 dinars if he gets out safe. But he was very smart. He was a businessman, this guy. He thought to himself, you know what? In order for me to secure this, I will fulfill the vow before I go to see Al-Mutawakkil. So he takes his own personal horse and he goes out to Surra Man Ra'a, the old name for Samarra. He goes and he can't find the Imam's house, because the Imam, with all of his abilities, with all his miracles, doesn't live like a king. The Imam lives kana fihim ka ahadihim. He would live like other people, like normal people. So he can't find the Imam's house. What does he do? He dismounts his horse. He gets off of his horse and let it loose. The horse then walks and then stops at a door. Someone opens that door and he thinks to himself, well, this has got to be the sign. Someone opens that door and says, Yunus ibn Ya'qub, welcome. You've come to the right place. Your nadr, your vow has been accepted. So he came to the Imam, to the man, excuse me, and he gave him the 100 dinars. Then he went to see the Imam himself. He sits with the Imam. The Imam says, people think that we are only good for and only help out our followers, when in fact we help anyone that seeks our help.
Imam al-Hadi became a heavy burden on al-Mu'tamid, the Abbasid caliph, after he saw people talk about the virtues, knowledge, asceticism and piety of the Imam and prefer him to all other Muslim ulama. He became angry, envious and spiteful against the Imam. His ill will led him to commit the worst crime in Islam. He inserted fatal poison to Imam, who, after having the poison kept to bed, the poison reached in all his body and he suffered intolerable pains. The Shia and the notable of the state visited him and they all were covered with deep sorrow. The poison reacted inside the body of the Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him. Violent pains attacked him and death approached him quickly. When he felt the inevitable death, he turned towards the Qibla and began reciting some surahs of the Quran. He breathed his last while the mention of Allah was still on his lips. Condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Imam Hadi sings in this part, do not expect honesty and purity of intention from someone who has suffered from your malice. Do not expect loyalty from one to whom you have been disloyal. Do not expect goodwill from someone whom you regard with ill will. His heart towards you is the same as your heart towards him. Others will fear him who fears Allah. He who obeys Allah will be obeyed. He who obeys Allah will not care for. Allah will not care for the dissatisfaction of the creatures. He who enrages the Creator should be sure of encountering the dissatisfaction of the creatures. You should present through obedience to those who present for you their thorough love and advice. Do not feel secure from those who disgrace their personalities. He who feels secure from Allah's unexpected retribution and painful penalty will feel arrogant until Allah's act, an inevitable decree. Death will befall him. He who ever receives evidence from his Lord will belittle the worldly misfortunes even if he is cut into pieces. And the last but not the least quote, there are definite places in which Allah likes the servants to supplicate to him. One of these places is the tomb of Al-Husayn, peace be upon him, Sayyid al-Shuhada, master of the martyrs.
One day, he calls the Imam. The Imam lived in Medina for 20 years. Then he was summoned by Al-Mutawakkil to Samarra. He lived there for 22 years until he was martyred. He is summoned by Al-Mutawakkil. He goes inside and Al-Mutawakkil, as usual, is drunk. Then Al-Mutawakkil does something so disrespectful. Honestly, if someone was to cry blood over this tragedy, it wouldn't be fair. He offers wine to the Imam. Then the Imam says, "Wallah ma dhaqaha lahmi wala badani wala azmi qat." By God, my bones and my meat have never tasted this. Then he says to the Imam, "Read me a poem." The Imam says, "I'm not a poet." Then he threatens the Imam. He says, "You must." So the Imam began reading this poem. Batu ala qulal al-ajbal tahrusuhum ghulb al-rijal fama aghnatuhum al-qulal. They went, they sought refuge in the mountaintops, being guarded by the most courageous men, but it didn't do them any good. واستنزلوا بعد عز من معاقلهم وأودعوا حفرا يا بئس ما نزلوا. They are then lowered into pits. How dreadful were these pits. ناداهم صارخ من بعد ما قبروا أين الأسرة والتيجان والحلل. Someone screamed out after they were put into their graves, "Where are your jewelries and your crowns and your scepters? Where are your thrones? أين الوجوه التي كانت منعمة؟ Where were the faces that were lathered with oil?" This was customary back then. The kings would be lathered by their concubines with oil. ومن دونها تضرب الأستار والكلل. The faces that were covered with curtains. فأفصح القبر عنهم حين سألهم. تلك الوجوه عليها الدود يقتتل. Then the grave opened up. And he said, "These faces are being eaten by worms." قَطَّالَمَا أَكَلُوا دَهْرًا وَمَا شَرِبُوا فَأَصْبَحُوا بَعْدَ طُولِ الْأَكْلِ قَدْ أُكِلُوا. These were people that were eating and munching on meals after meals. Now they have become meals for worms. They say that Al-Mutawakkil was intoxicated. He was drunk. Suddenly he came out of his intoxication and started crying and crying. Then saying to the Imam that, "You ruined my party."
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special that was about the character and sayings of Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of the Imam al-Hadi, so we express our condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world. Till another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Ya Aba al-Hasan, Ya Ali ibn Muhammad, Ayyuha al-Hadi al-Nabi, Ya ibn Rasulullah, Ya Hujjat Allah ala khalqi. يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا